Miles says Oberlton told him he was under investigation for actions tied to his work in the Atlanta school system from 2004 to 2007, and he expected to be indicted. Shocked and angered by the news, Miles asked his chief of staff to resign, but he was satisfied with the background check on Oberlton. After a web search turned up news of Oberlton spending hundreds of thousands of dollars on controversial purchases while working for Baltimore schools before moving here, Miles says Dallas ramped up the check.
We did more than what we usually do. We had human capital management doing the background check. Of course, we did criminal background. We did credit check. We did a thorough background check and thorough investigation, and we were satisfied with that background check.
Still, Miles says whenever there's an incident like this, it may be time for changes.
It would be appropriate for this cabinet and me in particular to step back and look at our hiring practice and say, you know, is there a way to strengthen it so that we have a strong and stable leadership going forward through the long term?
Miles would not say how long that process would take, who would fill the position in the meantime, or whether there will be a national search. Miles did say that former Chief of Staff Alan King, who resigned in October, then got hired by the board to be the district's internal auditor, would not return as interim Chief of Staff. Bill Ziebel, KERA News.